everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Now, I'm doing something very different this week and something quite special. You are meeting for the very, very first time some of our TCC tribe members who have been awarded the Bright Member Award for the month. So I'm just going to give you a bit of a background of what that is. This is an ability to apply your learning and experience success as a result of your efforts. So what the membership is about, it consists of three main pillars, and that is personal development, professional development, and well-being. And we have a piece of content each week that fits under a particular theme. So for the month of January, our theme focus was on goal setting. So we had a guest expert present a workshop on goal setting. We had our natural chit-chat session, which happens every single month, just an opportunity for us to share particular challenges or wins, and we workshop around that. It doesn't have to be associated with the theme. Then we have a mini training where I present a training, essentially, and a couple of workbooks for the tribe members to work through. And following on from that, we have a group coaching session where we process the information and we work through it together. So today we're going to talk about goal setting. And I think it's important to remind ourselves that goal setting doesn't happen solely at the beginning of the year. It can happen at various points within the year, and never to give up on your goals. If the January goals didn't work out, then take an opportunity to reflect and pivot and create new ones. Don't carry that shame or guilt associated with not achieving your goals. Keep moving forward. That is the key. Okay, so we're going to start off with asking Dominique with regards to her approach to the goal setting task in TCC Tribe this month. So for you, Dominique, how did you go about it? I know you've engaged with various elements of the content for the month, but yeah, where did it all begin for you, and how did you approach the tasks that were made available, the opportunities with the guest expert or the mini training and group coaching?
Well, I think it's definitely started with the guest expert. We obviously received your smaller training, but I think working with a guest expert, it just honed in onto the goals that I was actually trying to ascertain. So my goal is to actually leave yachting completely and to start my own business here in South Africa. So it was just about learning how to take the bigger goal and break it down into smaller goals and try and attain that on a day-to-day basis.
Brilliant. Maria, for you, I know that you approached it a little bit differently because you've got your own toolbox of skills around goal setting. So we'd love to hear from your perspective. You've gone through a change as well. You've just left a vessel and you're focusing on yourself. You were naturally very depleted by the efforts that you put into that vessel. It can be very taxing emotionally, physically, emotionally. We all know that. So what are your goal setting tricks? What did you focus on this month of January?
Yeah, so as you said, I usually set my goals like before the new GSE for the next year from a few years ago. So I did this year, but obviously January was quite full on. Then I start to look at the TCC Tribe tools, and I have been changing things in my way. So I have been taking some tricks and being flexible, because obviously you have your goals and then things happen in life and you have to really change. I'm not abandoning them. I'm maybe just postponing or taking others before trying to make them work. But being flexible is really important.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. Now, Ricarda, what I love about you in the past month, you've reached out on Instagram and you were very in a private message, of course, you were very vulnerable and honest, and you were like, this task, the workbooks have brought up a lot of stuff for me, and it's got me seriously thinking about things. How did you find the task or the workbook specifically, and how did you approach it?
So I think what inspired me most was the talk that you have, or the group training session that you had with Tony Toy. And for me, the thing that stood out most was that, which I said to you in a private message, which I didn't expect to find during this process, was that for a long time I had been postponing my goals, and I think it really helped me with the content to the one of the steps of the SMART goals is you know, to have a measurement and a timeliness of it. And I never really considered those factors important. I am quite opposite to what Maria just spoke of, having goals from the new year, and I find that my process is more of a continuous thing, and I kind of build on the blocks that I have, which can be a good thing. But what I've also learned from going through this process is that I think the one sentence that really struck me from the training session was, your goals have to be intimidating. Mm. You know, you have to challenge yourself, but also you know, create those habits that will allow you to achieve those goals, and that it that it's a goal and not a dream. And that kind of ties in with another thing, which I can't remember who voiced it, to be honest, but someone saying that the difference between having goals and a vision, and to have your vision there, but to dream, to plan, and then to do. And I think my most valuable thing that I've learned is to actually take the action and do it. It's also an act of self-care and self-love, which has been a great learning curve for me.
True, very true. I love that. And because you, I know Dominique is transitioning out of the industry. Dominique, you were a chief stew for 9-10 years? Yeah?
Yes, that's correct. I was a chief stew for 4.5 and second stew on a much big super yacht for another 5 years. But yeah, working as both in the interim when the purser wasn't there and so forth, yeah.
Okay, great. Maria, what about yourself?
Sorry?
How long? Yeah, so you're a chief stew as well. And how long have you been working in the industry for?
In the industry for 9-10 years. I don't know the number now. But yeah, as a chief stew for the last 3 years. And then I have been sole stew, second stew, different sectors of business.
Fantastic. Ricarda?
So I've been in the industry for 6 years, and I've mostly worked on deck, but I kind of transition between departments, so do some stew work and then also some stew cooking, and I absolutely love being in the galley. So a part of this process has also been to set goals for me to achieve a position or attain a position as a cook stew or a chef. Yeah, it's been, I'm kind of a good average all-rounder.
Fantastic. Okay, the reason why I wanted to get an idea of how long you've been working in the industry for is because as yachties, we understand that it's very hard to focus on ourselves and our own needs. We sacrifice so much. So the purpose of TCC Tribe is to provide you with that structure so you can show up for yourself for 1 hour a week. And if you do, you can see how much results that you get as a result of showing up. So What is your advice or suggestions around how you can make that time for you? I'd love to know. And I'll just open it up to anyone. If you want to put your hand up and then I can, you can switch off your mic and we can talk about it. Because I think it's something that we all struggle with as yachties. We have all these great intentions, for example, achieving these particular goals, but the time doesn't allow us to do so unless, it might be physically impossible, but maybe it's about time management. I'm not too sure. But if you're able to speak to that challenge, I think that would be very helpful to our listeners.
If I can jump in there, Karine, I think it's definitely the things that you've just mentioned. It's time management, or emotional, whether you sometimes think that you can, but then you have doubts that you can actually push through. And I think that's one of the things that I really appreciated after joining TCC. You say that you have to show up. It's one of the requirements of why you get invited to the group. And when you make that time for yourself, and I have 1 hour or 2 hours per week where I've actually got to be attainable, and I've actually got to physically show up to class and develop something within myself, it's hard. It's hard to deal with those emotions and those thoughts that you're actually going through, but it's so rewarding at the end of the day when you know there are other people within the same surroundings as you that have been through the same issues or feeling the same way. So that for me has been the biggest reward so far, is to know that I'm with a group of people who, are willing to listen, who are able to give advice for a situation that they might have been in as well. Previously I always used to play it down and say, oh, I'll do it within 6 months, or I'm too busy right now. And it just got to the point where last year, like Maria, I felt so saturated, and I was like, I have to start doing something for myself. If it's not for the work that I previously did, it was for family members. So I think when you start breaking things down and you say, well, if it's just 1 hour a week that I can just concentrate on my developments, it can have massive positive changes for you.
I'm so pleased to hear that. Thank you so much, Dominique. Does anyone else want to add to that, or do they feel that Dominique's covered most of that?
I think I can completely agree with what Dominique says, and what the thing for me is also to, I think what helped me is to identify your own personal challenges. And Dominique, like you said, is not to put it aside or say, oh, in 6 months' time, or when I'm done with this or that person, or for that person, but to actually hold yourself accountable and make yourself as valuable as you make other people be. Because I think that's something that I think we can all identify with in this industry. We often, I think too often, can fall into the trap of becoming a pleaser and not focusing on our own purpose and our own direction, as Dominique has said, how important that is just for your own well-being. And
thanks, Ricardo. That's so true, because for the crew that I speak to who are looking to transition out of the industry and do the course Discover Your Career Potential, most of them say, I don't know who I am. I have lost my sense of identity. And you give that up to the vessel, don't you? And the crew and the owners, and you neglect yourself and you forget about your own needs. And when you're ready to make that change, it's almost like you've got to rebirth again and start all over. So having this consistency and structure to be able to work on yourself to where you want to be, which is the bright identity, I think is a beautiful thing. And as Dominique said, you've got to show up and you've got to do it for you. No one can make that happen for you. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. So from you all attended the group coaching session, what has come from that? That was the last part of this month's content. What have you done with your learnings? Perhaps if you can share what your learnings were from that group coaching session, because I know you had takeaways, and what have you done since? We'll go in the order of Dominique, and then we'll go to Maria and Ricarda.
My takeaway is definitely from that session that I've actually implemented in my life was just development of what was just an idea as now a full-blown business with a business name. And I actually approached an advertising company, development of an idea to a full-phase product, with the launching stage. And that all just happened with, attending that workshop. So, I just don't think there's any way going back now for me anymore. I'm just going forward. And I learned so much from that takeaway because, as we said earlier, your vision can't just be a vision. It has to be something that you can implement and go forward. And like Maria said earlier, if you haven't achieved it this month, that's okay. You just move it on to the next month. But I think, taking my visions and my dreams has now really become a reality for me.
Gosh, it's so exciting. Because I know in the group coaching, you were saying that there was the option to go for you to go back to the vessel and work on board again. And now that door sounds like it's pretty much closed.
Yeah, it definitely has. I was still hesitating to perhaps consider working maybe part-time, whether that was on a rotational position or just, doing temp work, as most people who try and exit yachting do that. A number of things happened over December. I got COVID, my whole family got COVID, and then I just decided, well, it's now or never. If I'm just going to make this idea that's in my head, and it will always be an idea, not actually formulate into something real. And then January's workshop came along, and I was just like, right, I'm actually going to do this. And I just attended Tori's workshop, and it just gave me so much more motivation, and that's where I've just been running with it now. And now I don't want to go back. I want to try and live a full life of being land-based.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I can't believe the transformation. It's so huge in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Okay, Maria, how about yourself?
Yeah, my biggest takeaway, it was to being intentional about the support you get from other people trying to follow in your goals, because sometimes you get the opinion and not the knowledge, and you get all those people's limiting beliefs that can tell you to, don't do this, do that, this is too risky, and then it's not real. It's not what you feel. It's what others feel, and you get in their fears, in their limiting beliefs. Being intentional, and I'm also being more intentional in my goals. Like, I'm checking them again. I'm seeing how do I really want this, and what, and being more specific, because some of my goals, I think they were too general, and now I want to be more specific. So it's like reviewing again before acting.
Fantastic. Excellent. Gosh, Maria, I love how you've highlighted how other people's opinions can cloud even your ability to embark on that vision and take the steps to achieving your goal. And it can become extremely overwhelming when we ask for so many different people's perspective that we forget about what we truly want. We just hear what others would want for themselves, and they project it on us, essentially. Yeah, So that's, I really like that. That I can resonate with that. Thank you, Maria. Ricarda, how about you and your takeaway?
So I think in some way, what really struck me was that mine is a bit more personal. That Karina was saying in the chit-chat session that we had, I was just speaking openly, and how you made me aware of the dialogue that we have with ourselves, and to be more aware of the words that we use when talking to ourselves, because I think I've neglected that a lot. So for me, the takeaway was more on a personal level, and to not be so hard on yourself that when you aren't reaching the goal in the set time, like Dominique has mentioned, you know, you might find something that Dominique was saying, she got COVID, you know, things happen in life that you cannot predict and that you have no control over. And I think it, in the past, I used to take it to heart and kind of be harsh on myself and feel guilty, or to such an extent that I would even self-sabotage. And it's learning how to create a better balance between what is realistic and I like what Maria said, is reviewing before acting, as she said, or in reflection. Reflection is such a big part of it, because I think in that process, you also realize what you have achieved, and that also serves as an inspiration to where you want to go. And what I also took away from the coaching session was the continuation of a goal, to keep building on it once you've achieved what you wanted to not just leave it there, but to keep inspiring yourself in a way. And that ties in with how you speak to yourself, because you're not going to inspire yourself if you're using negative words.
Beautiful. So well said. Thank you, Ricarda. So just to finish off, if you can give and share one tip to our listeners around goal setting, what would that be? I'll go to Dominique.
Goal setting, I think, is a continuous evaluation, as we've known now. It's not just, it's like you said previous with our intro, it's not just something, or I think Maria said it, it's not just something you can start and then forget about. You can do that, but I think if you really want to achieve your goals, it was something that I'd said for 5 years, eventually I want to get out of yachting. And I'd actually told you last week when we had our chit-chat session, I did one of your goal workshops last year, where my long-term end goal is hopefully this business that I'd like to start would be working 100% in the community. So I think big takeaway is have your dreams, have your visions, but continuous assessment. And don't be so hard on yourself if you don't get it right away or the first time round.
That's fantastic. Love that. Thank you so much, Dominique. Maria.
Yeah, following up a little bit with what Dominique said is really in the same line. But my tip is to remind yourself your goals every day, every morning, because have like a small sheet, something more like that you can look quickly every morning and remind yourself your goals, because it's really, really, really easy, especially in this industry, to just forget about it. To just wake up and go to work and, you know, you keep doing your routine every day, be sidetracked. So if you remind yourself every day, at least you know every day that that's your direction. Mm-hmm. You may be able to do something about it that day because of life, whatever, but you are in that direction. And if you have the choice to decide something that day, you're gonna probably choose the right thing to do, to follow your dreams, your goals, if you are aware of it. If you are not aware, you just forget about it. It's really easy to forget.
100%. Yeah, so true. Thank you, Maria. Ricarda, how about you?
I think for me, it's consistency. If you consistently just, and ties in with what both Maria and Dominique said, in a way, it's consistently being kind to yourself, but consistently working on what your vision is, and not to give up on yourself. And I think, Dominique, honestly, it's very inspiring that you've taken that leap of faith. I think that is a very, very big part of goal setting, is taking the leap of faith consistently and continuously.
Yeah, never to give up. And I can also say the operative word there is consistency. Absolutely. From my experience, it's what gets you to the finish line. And then you've also hit the nail on the head there, inspiring. I have found all of you ladies today so inspiring to hear your insights. And I'm so, so happy we can share this with our community, because I know that they are going to be very, very much inspired by what you've had to share today. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and congratulations on becoming a Bright member for the month of January in the TCC tribe. Hi there. If you're interested in being a part of an incredible community called TCC Tribe, where you expand your personal and professional development to new heights, as well as be part of a connected community of like-minded individuals, you can get in touch by emailing me at kareen@thecrewcoach.com. That is K-A-R-I-N-E, and I can get you onto the waitlist.